Dear friends, if you have your Bibles with you today, turn with us to the book of Job. The book of Job, chapter 19. Lord willing, today for the next few moments, we want to be able to look at one verse from the book of Job, chapter 19. For several days now, the Holy Spirit had burdened our hearts about this message. The Holy Spirit had spoken to our heart about those that are troubled, those that are going through trying times. You may be here today, dear friends, you may be in spiritual bliss. And if some of you today may be here today, you may be in despair. I want you to know today, dear friends, there's a Lord who loves you. The Bible teaches us we'll stick closer than a brother, who never leaves us nor forsakes us. He's with us through thick and through thin. And as the old country boys will say here at the church, he's with you when the rubber meets the road. I'm thankful today, dear friend, that I have a Lord who cares for me. And I want you to know today, dear friends, you may be wallowing in a cesspool of despair. And Satan may be ravaging you with all that he has. Well, take heart. There is a Lord who is mighty and great, who knows no defeat, who is not only willing, praise his name, he is able to lift one. You're here today, dear friends, and you're going through a trying time. And you need help. Well, the Bible teaches us that he is ever present in time of trouble. You're at the right place. This is the right time to have a change to take place. Every reason to praise. Job chapter 19 and verse 25. For I know that my Redeemer liveth, and that he shall stand at the latter day of all the earth. Oh, dear friends, when the Lord laid this thought upon our heart, he began to remind us about how that many in our church family are going through much in the way of trial and tribulation, and the Holy Spirit would have us convey to you today that there's a present help in time of trouble. I don't have to talk to you very much about Job and his state. For we know, dear friend, that Job was a man who was going through much in the way of hardship and trouble. Well, the Bible teaches us that old Job had lost virtually everything. Everything seemed to have been taken away from him. Oh, what blessed our hearts, dear friend, in our study of the book of Job, that when his wife encouraged him to curse God and die, he began to proclaim as she spoke in a foolish fashion. I tell you today, dear friend, I want you to understand something today. If you have your faith and your trust in the Lord, he will see you praise God through. You may be going through a terrible time right now, but I want you to know something, dear friend. The Lord God that we serve and belong to has a desire to take you by the hand and to lead you and to guide you and to direct you and to carry you over the threshold of pain and bring to you a joy and peace in your heart. Praise God! We have every reason to praise his glorious name. I'm thankful today that I don't go it alone, for trial and tribulation seems to nip at all of our heels. The trying times of life seem to abound. We have hardship day in and day out. But I want you to understand something. The Lord God, who loves us and gave himself for us, don't leave us in any way, form, or fashion. Comfort us. He will come to us. He will bless us. He will help us as only he can. You said, Brother Lynn, what enabled Job to endure the same same thing. It enables you and I to endure today. It is our faith in God and enables us to stand in the trying times in which it is that we live. Oh, dear friends, we have every reason to praise. You say, Brother Lynn, I feel as though everything had been stripped away from me. I want you to understand something today, dear friends. If you have Jesus Christ as Lord of your life, praise God, you got everything. The world may flee, the world may pass, but the Lord God Almighty, He endures. Praise God forever. Job was a man who had a sweet spirit. Though everything seemed to crumble and fall apart around him, he had something that enabled him to go forward. When we were looking here at the Word of God, I was reminded of the book of James. In James chapter 5, in verse 11, James writes, "Behold, we count them happy which endure." You have heard of the patience of Job and how he seen the end of the Lord, that the Lord is pitiful and of tender mercy. Oh, you understand this. He said, you have heard of the patience of Job. You know what that word patience means? It means enduring. Oh, dear friends, let us endure in the will of the Lord instead of just existing and wallowing and the pain and the sufferings of life. Yeah. Say, Brother Lynn, I don't get that. Well, dear friend, you trust in the Lord, then you'll get it. Yeah. That's how you get it, when you have your faith and your trust in Him. You say, Brother Lynn, things seem very hard for me. Listen, dear friends, you follow me for just a few days, and you go some of the places that we go, and you'll see what hardship truly is. You can go with us to the health care center, and you can see those who may seem as everything has fallen apart, but you see something that triggers a sweet spirit about them. You say, what is that? It's their faith and their trust in the Lord. It brings them joy in the midst of fleshly suffering. It brings them peace in a time of turmoil. I tell you today, if you know God, you have every reason to praise. Every reason. Every reason. Sister Eva's with us today. I love her son. Carl was healthcare center, can't walk, has a hard time. Well, I tell you though, you can go see old Carl, and you can talk about Jesus, and you can talk about the Lord. Woo! I tell you, a smile will come on his face, and he'll say, amen, amen. And he'll take you by the hand, he'll kiss your hand, he'll praise God, and it gives us today every reason to praise. God is good. He's just an in season, he's just an out season, and he instills it in the hearts and the minds of his children that they have every reason to praise despite the things of life. Life ain't always this. We've been studying a lot. We've been looking at a lot about the passion, her daily devotionals by phone on the Book of Torn. We're on the 30-something day. We're about through. We've been talking about the suffering and the enduring of Jesus Christ. We're in the passion. I thought about how wonderful that it is that we who know the Lord have every reason to praise. You say, Brother Lynn, I'm here, but I'm really not. I'm struggling spiritually. I'm struggling emotionally. I'm struggling in every way that I know. What can I do? I tell you what you can do. The Bible tells us in Hebrews chapter 12 and verse 2, looking to Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. You put your trust, your whole self in focusing on the Lord. God will give you a reason to praise. To praise. Hard to praise sometimes in the difficult times. You say, Brother Lee, you don't understand. Oh, yes, I do understand. You walk a mile in my shoes last week, and you would know what I'm saying. Hardship on the secular job. Unreal. Trial and hardship. Hardships in the way of ministry. All types of things seem to compile upon us. But I tell you, you say, Lord, what do you do? I got to wage war on my knees and cry out to Jesus Christ, the great and forever will be. I am, and he alone compels me and leads me and guides me and directs me to give glory to his name. The Lord. The Lord. Now you see, I could wobble in it, or I could rise above it. Job had an option. To wobble in it, or to rise above it. Oh, praise the Lord. What did this man do? The Bible teaches us throughout the book of Job that he rose above when his friends came. They were of no help. When his family was there, they were of no help. But I want you to understand something. Through his constant faith and his trusting in the Lord, he knew that in the trials and the pitfalls of his life, that praise God, it was not the end, because the Redeemer would reign supreme forevermore. That's reason to praise. You see, the Lord, Brother Keith, that we serve and belong to, is not a Johnny come lately. He's steadfast. He's unmovable. And when we today apply the faith to our lives, it blesses us. And it blesses us. And it lifts us up. And it instills in us what it is we need to go the extra mile. You say, believe, I need to go an extra mile. Oh, praise his glorious name. Listen to the word in Hebrews chapter 10 and verse 23. The Bible says, let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering, for he is faithful that promise. He promises us that he will never forsake nor leave. He will be with us to the bitter end. Amen. I thought that the Lord would hang with me based on my goodness. I'll be afraid to get out there in an old red BMW. I'm thankful. When God looks at you, he don't look at that old fleshly outside. What he looks is at that blood, that faith that one has in the one that can make a difference in one's life. Oh, dear friends, notice here what old Job proclaimed. He said this, for I know that my Redeemer liveth. This kinsman Redeemer being a part of the family of God gave him every reason to praise in the midst of pain and suffering. Say, well, Brother Lynn, I'm suffering. Dear friends, you've got every reason to praise if you know the Redeemer. Because you see, dear friends, you got someone that can help you. You got someone that will enable you. You got someone who's willing to do for you what you can't do for yourselves. Listen. There's things in my life, there's things in your life that's just too big for you. But you know something? There's nothing too big for my Heavenly Father. Old Job said, he's going to see that Redeemer one day. Praise God! I am too big.
gonna see him,
and I'm gonna thank him, and I'm gonna praise him, because he was willing to take a vile, sinful creature as myself and bless me and help me and enable me, praise God, to praise him. Having every reason to praise. Now, I feel sorry for myself. Now, you want to have a pity party, I can tell you as a preacher, I've probably been the poster child for pity. You know, I've often said this, that if Jeremiah could be the weeping prophet, I could be the worrying preacher. Because I worry about you. I care about you. I love you. You know that. You know that. Sometimes you'll come to us. Sometimes the problems are just too great. When we go to the Lord in prayer, we know there's nothing too big for him. Everything was falling apart in the life of Job. Everything was just unraveling in his life. But he had something that moved him. He had something that stirred him. Like Jeremiah having a fire in his bones through the word. Oh, Job had something that kindled a spirit of faith. It kindled within him the desire in his heart to press on. I encourage you. You got every reason to praise if you know the Lord. You got every reason to glorify him and to bring honor and praise to his name. Oh, dear friends, there's a passage of scripture in the book of Proverbs. They seem very difficult and hard to understand, but we're going to read it to you this morning. In Proverbs 19 and verse 25, the Bible says, "Spy the scorner, and the simple beware, and reprove one that hath understanding, and he will understand knowledge." You say, "Well, then I don't understand that." What this means is as you endure in life with trust in the Lord, God will give you wisdom and help you, and that's every reason to praise. A lot of things I don't understand. There's a lot of things I just don't comprehend. And I got faith in the one who does. Job didn't know why he would be stricken with boils from the very head to the soles of his feet. He didn't understand why he would sit on an ash pile and take a piece of pot shire, a piece of pottery, and scrape those boils because of his agony and pain. He didn't understand all those things. But he understood that there was one who would be with him, that he would see on that last day. And he knew that what he faced in this life was not the end. Because, praise God, he knew the beginning and the end. He knew God. And that was every reason to praise. And I thought, as we were praying and as we was looking over God's word, oh, how important that is. Giving us every reason to praise. Giving us every reason to glorify him. Even on the days you don't feel like glorifying him. On the days that you feel lower than a snake's belly in a wagon rut. In the days when it seems as though there's nothing going your way. And today you still have every reason to praise. Say, "Brother Lynn, everything in my life seems to be shot right now. Seems like everything has been taken away. My plans has been dashed. My outlook has seemed to be different." Listen. Things may fall apart in this life. Things in this life may unravel. I want you to understand something. That eternal security from the Redeemer can never be taken away. Here's the thing, people. That's reason to praise. That shouting ground right there. And I began to think about old Job. I began to think about how that the grace and unmerited favor of God was bestowed upon him. And in his lowest height, he was a man who received mercy. He was someone who was constantly given the kindness of God in the midst of his pain. He said, "Brother Lynn, I'm in pain today. My heart's broken, and it seems as though everything is falling apart." You're here today, aren't you? You say, "Well, Brother Lynn, I just could barely get up." Listen, dear friend, you didn't get up on your own. There was someone who stirred you, gave you the strength, and enabled you to be here today. The Lord wants to encourage you. The Lord wants to bless you. The Lord wants to help. You say, "Well, Brother Lynn, I'm just struggling right now. Maybe not as Job was, but I'm still struggling." Oh, listen, Jesus understands. Jesus understands every facet of your life and every facet of my life. That's why then he tells us to come to him. "All we that labor are heavy laden." You know what he will do for us? He will give us rest. Sometimes we just need a little rest, don't we? Sometimes we need just a little peace of mind. And that's why the psalmist said to be still and to know that I'm God. I believe their faith, that old Job, to reflect upon the goodness of God. He took time to rest on his faith and to trust in the one that would see him through. Not knowing how, not knowing when. Because he tells us, "For I know that my Redeemer liveth, and that he shall stand the latter day upon the earth." Come hell or high water, he's going to be there. That's something to praise him. You say, "Well, I'm low right now." Well, it's time to be lifted up. It's time to allow God to bless you and to help you. You listen to me, dear friends, when we say this. The Holy Spirit wants us to read this passage. We was back in our study praying and looking at God's Word this morning. And the writer of Proverbs tells us in Proverbs 3, verses 5 and 6, he says, "Trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not unto thy own understanding. In all thy ways, acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths." That's reason to praise. Knowing that somebody's going to lead you and guide you and direct you. You know something, dear friends? A child of God had GPS before GPS was ever even found. We've always had one that will roll out the road in our first chip. Is this life going to be easy now? Life will be hard, yes it is. But I thank God today I don't have to do it. Amos 3 and 3 says, "The two walked into a city of vinegar." Listen, take God's hand. Get in agreement with God. And before you take that first step, you'll have every reason to praise. Job did. I have. Many of you have. If you have it today, dear friends, you can. Trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus, Brother Bob, is to trust and obey. Amen. Praise his holy name. Let's stand here.